This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The day before American troops are set to withdraw from Afghanistan, rocket fire targeted Kabul's international airport. The rockets hit a nearby neighborhood. No one claimed responsibility for the attack, and it wasn't immediately clear if anyone was hurt. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says five rockets that targeted the Kabul airport on Monday were intercepted by U.S. forces. A defensive system was used to intercept them. Spokesman for the U.S. military Central Command, Captain Bill Urban, said there were no U.S. casualties. It targeted the rockets in a whirling hail of ammunition, according to Urban. The rockets didn't halt the steady stream of U.S. military C-17 cargo jets taking off and landing at Hamid Karzai International Airport in the Afghan capital. The Islamic State group launched a devastating suicide bombing last week at one of the airport gates, killing 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. The attack hasn't ended evacuation efforts, and the Biden administration says it is within reach of achieving one of its goals in Afghanistan. Officials say the U.S. has the capacity to evacuate the approximately 300 U.S. citizens remaining in Afghanistan who want to leave before President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. President Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, said Sunday the U.S. does not currently plan to have an ongoing embassy presence after the final U.S. troops withdrawal. He pledged the U.S. will make sure there is a safe passage for any American citizen, any legal permanent resident after Tuesday, as well as for those Afghans who helped the U.S.